News Talk 1620 WTAW, this week's College Station City Council meeting, included the presentation of the city's 100th Historic Preservation Committee plaque for a residence in the city of College Station. This is a program that has been going on since 1991, awarded to structures more than 50 years old. In addition to the 100 residences, there are 11 businesses that also have a City of College Station historic marker. It means they go through an application process that gets considered by the city's Historic Preservation Committee. The presentation of the 100th residence to receive a City of College Station historical marker, 603 Guernsey Street, south of the Texas A&M campus, being presented by the chairman of the College Station Historical Preservation Committee, Gerald Bergner. You will hear the list of former owners of the home on Guernsey Street. That includes, among others, the uncle of the host of WTAW Saturday Morning Garden and Landscaping Show, Neil Sperry. Neil Sperry himself growing up in College Station, his father, a professor at Texas A&M as well. Here's more now from Gerald Bergner, the chairman of the College Station Historic Preservation Committee.
The house was built in 1932. This is in College Park, the historic Southside neighborhood, the first subdivision that was established by the Southside Development Company. And this house was originally constructed to provide housing for the Texas A&M professors. And some of the notable former residents was, E.O. Syke was the first resident who built the house. He was the director of the Texas Forest Service. And he established the first state forest in Texas. It is now known as the E.O. Syke Forest in Call, Texas, on the east side of Texas. The resident that moved in after him was Dr. H.A. Luther, who was a department head of mathematics at Texas A&M. And then followed that by Dr. John J. Sperry, who taught in botany, biology, and zoology. And then a few years later, Blaine Rideout, who was a trainer for the track and field team, lived there briefly before moving on. And then another notable was Dr. John Kincannon, who was in the mathematics department for about 8 years, 8 years before assuming a position in what was then known as the Department of Agriculture, Economics, and Sociology. Dr. Sperry's brother was Neil's dad.
And he taught ranching forestry.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting little history there. So, the house was constructed originally in 1932 with a living room, two bedrooms, a bath, kitchen, and a dining room. The Luther family purchased the house in 1936. In the 50s, and another room was added on the northwest side. Assuming it was the King Cannons who opened up the first grade class. And then the Cowan family currently resides in the house, and they purchased it in 2012.
Again, comments from Gerald Bergner, the chairman of the College Station Historic Preservation Committee, upon the presentation of the city's 100th historic plaque for a historic home of at least 50 years in the city of College Station. Location again at 603 Guernsey Street, south of the Texas A&M campus. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.